And joining us now to discuss these latest developments is National Security Advisor and China Analyst Casey Fleming. He's the CEO of Black Ops Partners. Casey, as always, thank you so much for joining us. Now, all eyes are on how the Russia-Ukraine conflict is going to end. Russia has just indicated it wants a trilateral with India and China. What could this mean in terms of Putin ending or continuing the war in Ukraine?
I think what we're looking at, and my team thinks that what we're looking at, is an extended peace negotiation. We've got two sides. We've got the United States and Ukraine who want an immediate end to the war. And you've got the other side, which is China, Russia, and other allies of China and Russia who want to keep it extended. And they play the long game. So we want to play the short game to a quick ceasefire and a quick peace agreement. But the other negotiators, the adversaries, want to keep it much longer. The CCP is the wild card in this thing. The CCP plays the long game. They want to keep Russia engaged in Ukraine, therefore the U.S. engaged in Ukraine to keep us distracted along with the Middle East and potentially another war that pops up, either Taiwan or North Korea. So the game for the CCP is to keep the United States very distracted, so they can continue their extreme aggression throughout the rest of the world.